Brian Bulaga, I'll talk about Brian Bulaga and Ryan Grant's injuries. I know they're separate, but they're pretty much in the same category. What happens a lot of time when you have injuries and then players are trying to get ready to play, they're of the opinion that they'll be able to go by Sunday. Our medical staff is not of the same opinion. So that's really what came out of the evaluation today. So we'll give them to Friday to see where those two are. So, but they'll be pressed to make this game.
I know you mentioned you guys with Ben Burke, you had a history with him, you kind of know how to recover. Do you have any idea about Brian?
Like, well, just watching the last couple of days, he's a fast healer. So he's making a lot of progress, and he's exceeding the expectations, but it still has only been a couple of days.
Mike, when somebody has an internal injury like Grant does, what's the process like? How's it different than dealing with a guy who's got a knee?
Well, it's obviously different just from the way you test them. There's a protocol, you know, based on the history of Ryan's specific injury, and we'll go through that protocol. And that's why, you know, once again, you get into the player feels he's able to go, but the medical staff's going to go through all the precautionary tests and there's certain markers that they feel they need to hit before they can release the player to play.
The prognosis on hit call test hasn't changed. Thing. You haven't found a guy to take his place on the roster, is that right?
That is correct. We're holding the roster spot because of some of the things that we're concerned about with our roster today.
Mike, were you encouraged what you got from Newhouse in game, put in the situation that he was in?
Yes, I am. I think everybody, even on offense, was encouraged the way Marshall just jumped in there and played and, you know, in that environment on the road with the crowd noise. We did not cut out anything on the call sheet. That's really the first question that's asked. You know, as a play caller, and you're on the, you know, you're on the headsets with the other coaches, going through the packages and anything we needed to stay away from. So, you know, Marshall did a nice job.
Going back to Grant, Starks has gotten a lot more snaps than he had in the first two games. Did anything that Ryan had done against the Bears change your opinion of him, or change how you were planning on using him? Giving him more opportunities because of the way he ran the ball?
Not really. My opinion, Ryan Grant's never changed. It's flow of the game. There's packages that you practice during the week. You know, the game doesn't ever quite go exactly how you plan it's going to go. And you're in and out of different personnel groups or certain concepts. You may feel one guy has more reps in than the other. Ryan had the hot hand. James was, he missed a few opportunities. And so we fed Ryan the ball. I mean, there's nothing more than that.
If Grant can't go, what's your comfort level with Alex Green right now?
Well, he's getting ready. You know, Alex Green, I thought, did a lot of positive things in the preseason. And, you know, through training camp, and, he had a little setback there after, I think, it was a week going into week two. So he's healthy, and we'll look for him to maybe contribute on special teams and get some more reps with the offense.
Mike, other than just the concentration level that a player has to improve on when you're talking about pre-snap penalties, is there any other answer for that? Or?
Well, it's all about concentration. Pre-snap penalties is lack of concentration, focus, any way you want to label it. I mean, there are other components involved, you know, based on, you know, whether it's anticipation, concerns on what the D-line's doing, or if there's something going on with the cadence and things like that. So sometimes it's not always just, you know, one thing. So it's something that we've addressed and we'll continue to address. And, you know, it's something that holds you back as an offense with those pre-snap penalties that they're, you know, set at Monday, too high.
What do you see in the Broncos tonight?
Well, the first thing is, I think I talked on a Monday, it's an uncommon opponent. They're different than when the last time we played them. A lot of different faces, so you have to spend more time from a personnel evaluation. As far as matchups, and it's more falls goes to the next step with the players and their individual matchups and the techniques of a lot of players that we haven't played against. So, schematically, you look at the history of John Fox, you look at the history of the coordinators, and we've done that. And our off-season program, we really focused, or excuse me, our off-season study, because we didn't have off-season, our off-season study with the coaches, we spent a lot of time on our first four opponents and and Denver was obviously part of that study. So we did background on those guys, and we've broken down all their preseason tape. And, you know, we're really focused on their first three games. So we're just game planning, paying attention to the concepts that they've gone through. You know, there will be no surprises. We're still in the area of potential unscouted looks. What happened would usually happen in the first quarter of the season. And but at the end of the day, it'll come down to fundamentals, and it's great to be home at Lambeau.
How about Orton? You obviously, somebody who's played against him when he was with Chicago, and now you see him a few years later. What do you think?
You know, I like Kyle as a player. I like him coming out. I think he throws the ball, you know, very well, especially playing in Chicago and the ability to throw to play in bad weather. So I thought he was a good spread player, and he's doing a very good job managing their offense. They seem to be very efficient, trying to shorten the game. He's done a nice job. I mean, they're running pass mix, and they're not taking a lot of big chances, but you know how that. As soon as you say that, they'll throw deep every snap. It seems like this league goes. So we got to be ready for his game and everything they're capable of doing.
What do you think of Clifton on Sunday against Peppers? It seemed like Peppers had a pretty quiet game.
Chad had a good game. He graded out well. So and then obviously he played a bunch against Julius and. Let's talk about Denver. What do you think?
Coach, are you seeing Morgan Burnett just grow right before your eyes? I mean, he had another big game, a couple of interceptions.
Well, you know, Morgan really was coming on before his injury last year. I mean, everybody was excited about, you know, the way he training camp and, you know, he was hurt so early there. But, you know, he's been the game ball winner weeks one and week three. I think it says a lot about how his evaluation has gone from our coaching staff and what he's done with his opportunities. So he's playing very well. His communications has been excellent, and he's really taking that next step you look for players from year one to year two.
Mike, are you in a situation where you're just managing like Woodson and Matthews, kind of like you did last year when they got hurt, managing them in terms of practice?
Well, I mean, they have injuries that they're working through, and they go through the process like everybody else. I mean, yes, they're big time players for us, but they have issues that are holding them out of practice right now.
Mike,
are we done? Yeah, okay.
Do you think Matthew's quad is bothering him the way the shin bothered him last year? He was really good against the run, but three games in, he's only got once.
Clay Matthews is playing very well. I mean, his grades for all 3 weeks have been very high. I understand what the statistics may, you know, from your standpoint, but as far as his grades, week in and week out, he's playing at a very high level.